This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle's producing. Your number 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org is our email. We're joined now by state lawmaker, Republican Representative Danny McCormick from Oil City. He made international news last week when he posted on Facebook a missive saying that people who refuse to wear masks during the coronavirus pandemic are being treated like Jews in Nazi Germany during the Holocaust. And the governor, as we know, he doubled down Saturday and says masks are now mandatory. And he also shut down the bars until further notice and no gatherings of more than 50 people except in churches. What are your thoughts about the latest edict from the governor of Louisiana, Representative McCormick?
Well, we're disappointed. We're not surprised, though. You know, the governor, he's had this this tyrannical view of how he should treat the public here for a while now. You know, and pretty much our thought process are masks aren't bad, mask mandates are. So that's what our approach is. We're actually organizing statewide a grassroots effort to push back against the governor and his overreach, and that's going to be our focus moving forward.
Well, right now in the U.S., the death count is up to 137,804. 137,000 people have died in the United States, and 3,421 deaths reported in Louisiana. A lot of people have not made it through this COVID-19 voyage, and it's going to take its toll. Probably by the end of the year, we'll have 250,000 Americans dead unless something changes. Danny McCormick, based on this, don't you think something needs to be done?
Sure. And I do. And I believe that the individual person is the best choice of what they need to do in their life. I think the government should furnish us with the information, and the people are quite capable of making the decisions, what risks they want to take and not take. And, you know, I'm a liberty-minded person, and I think the liberties belong to the individual, and they belong to the individual, not the government. So, like I said, the mandate is what we're opposing. We believe that people have the ability to make those decisions for themselves.
Representative Danny McCormick, in his first year in the legislature, making a splash in a big way, saying no masks unless you want to wear them, but if you don't, you shouldn't be forced to. The governor thinks otherwise, as do many other governors in the United States. 877-217-5757 is your number. Tom in Hammond. Hi, Tom. You're on with Representative McCormick. Good
morning.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, well, the thing that we need in leadership right now is consistency. And I just saw in the last day or two that the president is now wearing a mask in public. So I think we need consistency in leadership, and whatever issues that the representative has with the governor about the approach should be discussed privately, and that they should come out and give us consistency. We need consistency and leadership, all right? We don't need diversity. We need consistency.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Representative, your thoughts.
And I do agree with Tom. He's got a very good point. We do need consistency. What I would like to express to Tom and everybody else is the governor doesn't communicate with the legislature. I mean, for his last mandate, the legislature didn't even know it was coming out. We heard it on the same news conference as everybody else. So we would love to have consistency, but the governor doesn't let us have any input into the decision-making.
Are you wearing a mask?
No, sir.
Not at any time?
Well, now, if I went into a medical facility or someplace like the president was in a medical facility when he was wearing a mask this weekend, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it then. But in my day-to-day life, no, I'm not wearing a mask. No, sir.
Michael on LA1. Michael, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Representative Danny McCormick, Republican from Oil City. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. I wanted to say that when your personal freedom and choice puts other people at risk, and just because you don't want to be told what to do like a child, that a mandate is necessary.
All right. You differ, but why? Why do you not agree with Michael?
I disagree with Mike because I believe in personal responsibility. You know, our nation is a republic. The rights belong to the individual. They don't belong to the government, and the government should not be making mandates. I trust the people, not the government, with those rights. And that's my position on that particular thing.
On the whole, do you think the governor's doing a good job or a not-so-good job?
No, I think he's not doing a good job. If your business has been forced to be shut down, the governor shut down your business. If you lost your job, the governor has made the rules and regulations. Right now, the governor is a dictator. He makes 100% of the decisions. He doesn't take in counsel of the legislature, which is the voice of the people. So I don't think the governor's doing a good job now.
So you think Representative McCormick, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but like the bars, they should be open if they want to be open.
Yes, and the people that choose to go in there should be able to go in there. I agree.
All right. Grady on Highland. Grady, you're on with Representative Danny McCormick. Hi, Grady.
Hey, good morning. I guess I'm just outraged by the representative. I have every right to not have someone with a disease give that disease to me. And because your individual freedom apparently outweighs my individual freedom or responsibility not to get sick from you, I cannot even imagine why you think it's your choice whether or not you get me or my children sick if we happen to be in the same place.
All right. Representative McCormick.
Well, Grady, what I would say, if masks are as effective as they say they are, then you should be protected if you're wearing a mask. I don't think you should fear anybody that doesn't have a mask. I think people that don't wear a mask has been made into the villain. Just trying to, I think the government actually is trying to change the focus from the governor, the damage the governor has done, and moved it to an individual. So that he's trying to make villains out of people that wear a mask. But I don't believe anybody that think masks work should be fear of being infected by somebody that doesn't wear a mask.
We're getting a lot of the similar sentiments. Barbara on Highland says, as a senior citizen, I appreciate the mask-wearing mandate. Folks who refuse to wear masks endanger me when I have to go out. I follow all CDC guidelines and rarely go out. What about older people? You're a young, strapping lad. If you get it, you're probably going to be okay, Representative, but somebody who's older who has some underlying health condition might not. Do we have to consider those that are not as in shape as well as you are?
Sure, no doubt. We definitely do. And I think that those older adults are quite capable of taking the approaches they need to take to protect themselves. You know, here in our community, we have volunteer groups to pick up prescriptions and things for the elderly. You know, our churches have been kicking in. You know, there's a lot of things we can do to help the elderly that we should be doing. And I think that's where our focus should be on, is volunteerism, to reach out in our community and help these people. I do agree with that 100%.
James in Metairie. James, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Representative Danny McCormick.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good morning. The gentleman talks about personal responsibility. My opinion, it is to be personally responsible is wearing a mask. To be personally irresponsible is not wearing a mask. Yesterday, ABC News, the Admiral, Assistant Secretary of Health, said it is essential, it is absolutely essential to wear a mask. This gentleman is a spreader. He's a menace to society. People such as this gentleman are helping to, you know, they're not flattening any curves. For some odd reason, some motivation, this resistance, wear the darn mask.
All right. Thank you, James. Now, what about your constituents in Oil City? You're obviously taking a beating from the callers who have called in this morning, but in Oil City, are people in Caddo Parish, are they largely in your corner, Representative, based on what you're hearing?
Oh, yes. But by far, overall, and not only in my area, in the whole state of Louisiana, that's actually why we're starting a statewide movement in Louisiana. If you would like to go to my Facebook page, McCormick 4LA, the number 4, like McCormick, the number 4LA, or you can find us at McCormick4LA.com and sign our petition. We're fixing to start a statewide grassroots effort to push back against the governor's overreach. And I would just, any of your listeners that would like to take take a part in that, we'd love to have you. It's going to be a statewide grassroots movement.
Have you talked directly at all with the governor?
No, we talked to the governor's staff. We don't have the ability to communicate with the governor directly. We get to talk to his staff, you know, a few minutes a week. But besides that, we've not been able to talk to the governor.
Well, his radio show is this Wednesday, 2 o'clock. Maybe you should call. Phil in Jefferson Terrace.
Sir.
Hi, Phil. Please be brief. You're on with Representative McCoy.
I don't want any of my tax dollars going to make you well when you catch this, sir. You're an idiot. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, are you worried about getting it, Representative McCormick?
I'm not being more worried about getting it than I am driving to town in a truck and having a vehicle wreck and, you know, having that accident. Life has risk, and as individuals, we got to analyze those risks and decide which ones we want to take and which ones we don't take. So, being a Christian, I have a faith there too in Christ that, you know, it helps me through these difficult times. So, you know, worry is not the right word. I don't worry about it.
All right. Ellen in Mid City, you'll be our final caller for Representative McCormick. Please be brief. Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. Mr. McCormick, my question was, if you're for personal responsibilities, I'm going to assume that you'd be willing to roll back drug laws and speeding laws and just let everyone take their own personal responsibility if they want to do drugs or speed.
All right. There we go. Pull up, Representative McCormick. What about letting people make their own decisions on any number of fronts? Are you in favor of that?
Well, those are just some good examples. Let's think about the seatbelt laws and the motorcycle helmet laws. I would be willing to roll back both of those laws. Now,
all right, we do have to roll, but hopefully the first of many visits with Representative McCormick. Thank you, sir, and we'll be back.